Riley Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A fire has led to a shutdown of one of the world's major airports. Here's the BBC's Neil Nunez.
Britain's biggest airport has been closed because of a fire at a nearby electrical substation. Heathrow in West London says it's experiencing a significant power outage, and for the safety of passengers and staff, it will remain shut until midnight on Friday.
Passengers are told not to go to Heathrow until it does reopen. Transportation safety is in focus here as the National Transportation Safety Board tells states they should immediately check on the vulnerability of their bridges. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
We're urging 30 owners of 68 bridges in 19 states to perform a vulnerability assessment of their bridge's risk of catastrophic collapse from a vessel collision.
The report is a follow-up to last year's collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge. Claiming the U.S. is, quote, not doing well with the world of education, President Trump signed an executive order calling for the Department of Education to be dismantled. Only Congress can completely close it down, and CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us its primary work will continue.
On one hand, they're saying that he's looking to radically shrink this department to almost nothing. And on the other hand, they're saying that these very vital functions, the primary functions of the Department of Education, are going to continue.
As police forces continue to have trouble filling their ranks, they're relying more on technology to combat crime. That includes license plate recognition cameras, drones, and AI programs. CBS News crime and public safety leader Anna Schechter.
It's crept up on us, and I don't think people realize just how much surveillance technology is out there used specifically by law enforcement all day, every day.
The technology isn't foolproof, leading to lawsuits from people who feel wrongly targeted. Funding cuts by Elon Musk's Doge task force are causing concern over the effect they may have on scientific research.
Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey describes the cuts as catastrophic.
What we've seen from the Trump administration are devastating cuts to medical research and to life-saving cures.
Dr. Jamie Chia is a scientist at the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard.
I go to work every day and I think, okay, this is the experiment I need to do. This is the disease I'm studying today, or whatever it is, but also in the back of my head is, if this disappears tomorrow, girls got to pay the bills.
Well, Governor Healey warns putting America first does not mean putting scientific research second. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Something amazing is happening in data management. Even though storage needs are constantly changing, companies are only paying for what they need now. That's because CDW customized a Pure Storage Evergreen One SLA-driven storage as a service solution that delivers enterprise-grade hybrid cloud storage that is effortless, efficient, and evergreen. Simplify storage administration with Pure Storage and CDW. Make amazing happen. Find out more at cdw.com/purestorage.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula reports now on a shocking fatal incident in New Mexico.
A judge in New Mexico has ordered that a 13-year-old boy accused of driving into and killing a bicyclist just for fun should remain in jail. Deputy prosecutor Bridget McKinney says juveniles in the car videoed the incident and then showed it to classmates.
The juveniles were determined to have swapped vehicles and continued on with their lives. In fact, the video was shown to other kids around the school.
The 13-year-old and an 11-year-old are facing murder charges in the case. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
More problems for Tesla. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is recalling nearly all 46,000 Cybertrucks, the eighth recall of the vehicle since deliveries to customers began last year. NTSB says an exterior stainless steel panel that runs along the sides of the windshield can detach while driving, creating a dangerous road hazard. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds will make their way into the area late tonight. We'll see lows dropping to the upper 20s to lower 30s. A southerly wind will develop, and it will be quite gusty during the day Friday, with partly sunny skies and mid-50s. Rain chances Friday night. It's 30 at our studios.
WRJN. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah. people play now. Every night and every day now. Never meaning what they say now. Never saying what they mean. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da da. Talking about you and me and the games people play now. Will we make one another cry? Break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die that the other was to blame. Whoa, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten shame. Whoa, la da da. Talking about you and me and the game people play now. Singing glory hallelujah. And they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate. For the moon to hell with hate. Come on, get on board. La da da da. La da da da. Talking about you and me and the game we were playing. Now wait a minute. Look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give a
not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives. We'll be right back.
this smile, you know things are just getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Dark the day, the that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sideline. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial. But that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border, she was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes I knew, I should leave when I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong. Come a little bit closer, I'm all alone, and the night is so long. We started to dance in my arms, she felt so you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should.
should be glad.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Number one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Number one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Number one is the loneliest number.
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Shut them down. And everybody's saying that there's nobody mean, and that the little old
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
On the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. Lost now. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby by the night. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. London's Heathrow Airport is shut down after a fire in an electrical substation caused a significant power outage. Heathrow is a major hub, with BBC's Nick Marsh telling us there is a ripple effect.
Typically, flights will take off, travel through the night, and then land in the morning, coming from places like Singapore, Hong Kong, and China, places like that. We don't know whether they'll be diverted to other airports in the UK, other airports in Europe even, what kind of backlog that is going to potentially cause as well.
Heathrow will be closed until